In today's cooking segment, Mary's actually going to be preparing for us a very popular Iranian dish, and the one that is the favorite of my cousin Dariush, Zeresh Pulao with chicken. Now, Iran's actually the world's largest producer of Zeresh, or dried barberries, and it's actually used as a food decorative here in Iran very often. Full of vitamin C, barberries are also good for the heart and liver, and excellent for the digestive system and stomach. Mostly cooked with rice, the tart barberries are served with and make great complements with the chicken. So let's enjoy this tasty favorite, Zeresh Pulao with chicken.
Hello, I'm Mary McCarthy, introducing you to another edition of Persian Cuisine. Today, I'm going to make some barberry rice with chicken. These are the ingredients you will need. 2 cups of barberries, which I have cleaned and soaked for at least 10 minutes. 3 cups of good basmati rice, which again I have soaked for at least 2 hours in some salty water. 2 tablespoons of almonds. 2 tablespoons of pistachio. 4 tablespoons of sugar. 1 tablespoon of tomato puree. 100 grams of butter. 1 cup of oil. 1 teaspoon of saffron mixed with 2 tablespoons of warm water, 3 small onions, 1/2 teaspoon of black pepper, 1/2 teaspoon of turmeric, 1 teaspoon of salt, and of course our main ingredient, 1 medium-sized chicken. Now to start, I'm going to chop my onions to little pieces. Okay, that's fine, that's enough I think. We take our chicken over to the cooker, and as I said before, I already have some onions here fried in the oil. These have been fried previously. I add a little bit of salt. Just take that for the side of the pot there, it's a little bit hot. Put our rice on the cooker there. Now, we take our chicken over to a lower heat, there, barberries on there. We put the butter in the frying pan, about 2 minutes for those to cook. I have taken my rice and put on a serving dish, and my chicken on another serving dish here, and I will show you how to decorate the rice. Some of the rice I've put in another plate here. I'm going to add my saffron. So we mix this nicely so there's no white left in that. Okay. We pour it over the rice, which I did not add the sugar to the barberries at the time when I was frying them because my family like it a little bit more soury. But most Persian cooking, we have to add the sugar, because most Persian, their taste is more sweeter than ours. It smells delicious. Like this. Then, once we've put the barberries over there, we have to add our other garnish decoration. There we go, put that there. We add our almonds on the side there. Like this, a little bit on this side, opposite again on this side, then a little pistachio on this side, opposite again each other, like this. Now our rice is prepared and ready, decorated nicely, as you can see. Then I'm going to make a sauce for the chicken. This is my chicken broth. I'm going to add to the tomato puree. Mix this all together. This is a lovely sauce over the chicken. Okay, mix that up like that and pour this over the chicken. Doesn't that look beautiful? Now, if you'd like to join me in the dining room later on. And here we have our rice with barberries, decorated with some pistachio and some almonds and a little bit of saffron, accompanied with some salad, some cucumbers and yogurt, some salami macaroni salad, the chicken of course, and some fresh herbs. And for dessert we have a fruit salad jelly. I'm going to have a little bit of the rice, serve myself some of this with a little bit of the barberries on top there, and I'll put a little bit of chicken on that too, also a little bit of chicken. Until next time, thank you for joining me. Goodbye.
So we all hope that you enjoyed this week's show, as we enjoyed preparing it for you. And be sure that you email us if there's anything in particular about Iran that you would like to know, as it was definitely your emails that helped bring about today's show. Just email us at iran@presstv.ir. See you next time, and stay with Iran.